com.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday that the COVID-19 pandemic was far from over, and he urged equitable access to vaccines. During a news conference, he said he believed the right political will and incentives would help end the pandemic. British government regulators authorized another coronavirus vaccine for use amid concerns about rising COVID-19 cases, and they also authorized the use for kids 12 to 15 years old.
The recommendation follows similar decisions by regulators in Canada and the US last month, as rich countries move their vaccination targets along. The EMA's recommendation is based on a study of more than 2,000 adolescents in the US that showed the vaccine was safe and effective. Researchers will continue to monitor the shot's long-term protection and safety in the children for another 2 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden started the Memorial Day weekend by visiting a rock climbing gym in Northern Virginia as that state lifted all COVID-19 distancing and capacity restrictions at private businesses, and much of the nation pushes toward a greater sense of normalcy. Biden sought to use the stop on Friday as a way to celebrate progress made as the country looks to turn another corner on the coronavirus pandemic, which has killed more than 593,000 Americans and 3.5 million people worldwide. The president, who later paid tribute to the armed forces with an address at an Air Force base elsewhere in Virginia, used today to thank Americans who have already received vaccinations. About 51% are fully vaccinated, and he again urged Americans who haven't to get their shot. This is VOA News. While many Americans are itching to take some type of vacation, a labor shortage is hitting the nation's tourist destinations and threatening to derail the travel industry. The AP's Jennifer King explains.
More than half of American adults are vaccinated and many are ready to travel. AAA forecasts that 37 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home over the upcoming holiday weekend. That's a 60% increase over last year, but 6 million fewer travelers than in 2019. Airline executives say domestic air travel is back to pre-pandemic levels. But if you're planning to rent a car at the airport this weekend, you might be out of luck. Rental cars are in short supply and the average cost is roughly doubled. There's a severe shortage of workers in the hospitality industry. Lifeguards, hotel housekeepers, and bartenders are in short supply. Travelers are advised to pack their patients and not be surprised to find limited hours and streamlined menus. I'm Jennifer King.
Russian President Vladimir Putin warmly welcomed his counterpart from Belarus for talks on forging closer ties amid Minsk bruising showdown with the European Union over the diversion of a passenger jet to arrest a dissident journalist. The Belarusian president, Alexander Lukashenko, has found himself increasingly isolated since flight controllers told the crew of a Ryanair plane to land in Minsk on Sunday, citing an alleged bomb threat. But no bomb was found. Instead, it was 26-year-old journalist Roman Pratasevich, who was arrested along with his Russian girlfriend. EU leaders denounced it as air piracy and responded by barring Belarusian carriers from the bloc's airspace and airports and advising European airlines to skirt Belarus. The head of the World Health Organization acknowledges the UN's health agency's response to sexual abuse allegations involving employees who worked in Congo during an Ebola outbreak was slow. Following an Associated Press investigation, they found senior WHO management knew of multiple cases of misconduct. As the WHO's highest decision-making body meets this week, countries were tackling subjects like how to reform the UN Health Agency's emergencies program after its missteps in responding to the coronavirus pandemic. Despite claims by both Ethiopia and Eritrea that they were leaving, Eritrean soldiers are in fact more firmly entrenched than ever in neighboring Tigray, where they're brutally gang-raping women, killing civilians, looting hospitals, and blocking food and medical aid, according to the Associated Press. Multiple witnesses, survivors of rape, officials, and aid workers said Eritrean soldiers have been spotted far from the border in Ethiopia, deep in eastern and even southern Tigray, sometimes clad in faded Ethiopian army fatigues. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.